They're a tough side, there's no doubt about that. They're doing very well. They're out there in the top six or top five before tonight, and it was going to be a tough game, we knew that. I think that, some people could turn around and say, well, out of game Sunday, and two games in 48 hours, had five changes. And I think it shows the depth of their squad that when they can leave or not have people like Kenny Davis and the lad Phillips at the back out of their team, and as well as other players, it just shows what a good squad they've got and a big squad. So they don't do bad in the sense there. But, 1-0 down at half-time. I don't think we really got going first half. I think they pressed us and they were certainly the better team all over the park first half. But it was really going to be a case of showing a bit of character and digging in. And I felt second half, we certainly bossed the game. There's no doubt about that. I felt that we were the better side by a long way. And we were a little bit unlucky before we got the equalising goal when Adam Cunnington got on the end of a header from Dan Ullman, really. Done very well to react so quick, and it's hit the inside of the post and come out. And, to be honest with you, when your things ain't going for you and you're a little bit low on confidence, you're going to turn around and look and see where that can come from. But, we got the deserved equaliser, there was no doubt about that. And if there was one team that was going to win, it was us, and there was no doubt about that as well. We were on top. But, as I say, overall, the 90 minutes, I don't have a problem. We've stopped the rot. I say they're a tough team to play against. All this about, two games in 48 hours, I don't buy into that one in respect to that, Toffee, what they got there. They got a very good young management team who are a little bit inexperienced, living on egos, who are doing very well. But when you've been in the game for 18 months and you've been in the game for 25 years, you just have got a little bit more respect. But they'll learn that in time as they go along.
You definitely rallied in the second half, as you just alluded to yourself there. Yeah. And it was going to take one moment, and it was going to take maybe a deflection or an own goal or something like that. And one chance that you had to take when it came along. And when it did come along, Johnny Goddard shot, took a couple of deflections and hit the back of the net. And that could be a pivotal moment, couldn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. He's the best player on the park, Johnny Goddard, no doubt about that. 9 goals of 18 matches from midfield, tremendous. 1-2. He was running them. He was running them ragged by himself second half for long periods. But as I say, we got a draw out of it. I'm pleased with that. I'm not turning around and going to work down the line that we should have won or this and that. I was pleased with the second half, the character we showed. And there would have been other times that we would have turned around and got that break in the second half. But the second half was probably the best we've played. Probably the best we've played for a long time at home. We are low on confidence. We've got a lot of young players. There were 6 boys in the team tonight, 21 years of age. You look across the midfield there tonight and, you look at John Goddard, 21, Cadell Daniel, 21, Joey Jones, 21, Matt Robinson, 21. You look at the boy at right back on loan, 19 years of age, Cameron Norman from Norwich. We were a very young side, but you're going to get them in different performances. But what I would turn around and say, the pleasing factor was tonight that we've turned around after having some bad results. It's very pleasing that we've come from behind and we've got a point. So we've got to try and take that into a positive manner in respect to Saturday's game against Macclesfield.
It also looks like a possible blossoming relationship, Gary, between Adam Cunnington and Dan Holman. They seem to read each other's game fairly well. Not as well tonight maybe as at Kidderminster, but there were still signs of it tonight.
Adam Cunnington led the line tonight, probably the best we've had anybody lead the line since Scott Rendell has been out injured by a long way. He won so many headers. It was a pleasure to see the balls not coming back all the time. I think the boy's short of games. He's here, he's enjoying it. I think he's feeling wanted here and he's enjoying his stay. But, there was a lot more. I felt he allowed other players to get further up the pitch and support in every way or form. But, like I say, encouraged by tonight's performance and the result in the end, certainly from the second half.